What up, you guys? My name is Producer David. This is Random Rants with Pauly Shore coming at you from beautiful Silver Lake, fucking California, and the Krusty Crew here in the Krusty Fourplex. Let's do this, Pauly Shore. Random Rants! Freedom! Freedom!
Couple, cut. I kiss you because it is a word of Chinese.
I'm not Chinese, I'm a Korean.
I kiss you because it is a word, a Korean.
I'm a Korean, Pauly
Shore. It's Valentine's Day, what the fuck? What? Do you not pay attention? You know it's a fucking Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Anyways, you guys, what I was thinking of possibly doing is starting my own topless Uber company called Boober. What do you guys think? Huh? And every time you get out, what do you give them, Bill? Every time you give them what?
Tips.
2 stars. Oh. Like this. On this. Bill. 2 stars. Say it.
2 stars.
Up there. 2 stars.
2 stars.
Why do you give them 2 stars, Bill?
Because you like them.
No, because they're boobers.
Oh, that's right.
Boobers. Anyways, what's up, you guys? Welcome to the... Josh, what's up, bro?
What's up, Pauly?
Wait, no, not you, not your car yet. There's another Josh guy. Josh, come upstairs. Oh, shit. We got the red carpet. Fuck. Come here. This just came in. Bill, this just came in from Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Open this up. Open this up. I want to introduce Josh. Is he coming out, Josh? Come up here real quick, 1 second.
I'm so psyched. I gotta give you a big hug.
What's up?
I got a sound check.
I know, but just say hi. Just say hi really quick. Right there. Say what's up to this guy. Tell me who you are.
What's up? I'm Josh Landau from right here in Los Angeles.
Keep going.
So psyched to be on.
Yeah, but tell him who you are and what your position here is in the fourplex.
In the foreplay.
Tell him downstairs.
My position, I'm bottom left with Nadia Cohen.
And what do you do?
I eat eggs and beans in the morning with her and drink coffee with her pretty face.
You're the good-looking boyfriend of the girl downstairs.
I pay him a lot to say that.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I love you, bro.
I love you, too.
Have a great one, Josh. Give it up for Josh. That was a cameo. But anyway... Okay. Hello, sweetie. Hello. Nice to see you.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah. We miss you, right? Here, we got some babes for your guy. Come here. Go say hi to the babes in the corner.
Yeah.
Say what's up.
Hi. Hi, Nadia.
What's up?
What up?
All right.
All right.
So anyways, welcome to Pauly Shore's Random Rants video podcast. My name is Pauly Shore. I want to say what's up to DJ Richie. DJ Richie, what's going on, my man?
What's up, Pauly?
Yeah, how's life been good? It's Valentine's Day. Have you have a Valentine yet?
I'm working on it.
You are working on it. Okay. Yeah. Bill, why are you creeping around the back? Just go sit down. You're fucking it up, dude.
Sorry about that.
I didn't tell you to fucking go back over there.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus Christ. Bill, what's been going on in your life? Valentine's Day. I know you have a lot of babes this week. Go on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm booked solid, Pauly.
Book solid. That's good. Cool.
Dates. Oh yeah.
Cool. What do you got?
nothing much. Just getting a lot of presents from my fans. Thank you.
That's cool.
That's nice.
Nicole.
I'm helping other guys get laid because if you can't get fucked on Valentine's Day, you just can't.
Wow. And what about the Jamaican guy in your butthole? You're saying some stuff.
Listen, I can't talk about that. There's an NDA.
Okay, it's an idea. Anyways, welcome to the podcast. I'm very excited about today's guest. Very I would have to say he's a guy I've known for about 20-something years, but I recently became more friendly with him in the last, I'd say, 6, 7, 8 months. But I love this guy, and we're going to introduce him right now. And what's going on? You have something to say?
Nothing, no.
That was fucking weird, dude. I thought he was going to say something. Anyways, keep it going for my friend, and now he's your friend. The very handsome, the very sweetheart. Bill, I didn't tell you to pull out the red carpet yet. Wait one sec. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to do that when the fucking music comes, fuck. Larry David, motherfuck. Ladies and gentlemen, keep it going for Mr. Josh. Oh! Now the red carpet. Wait. Help him with the red carpet. Red carpet. He's got a red carpet. Walk with him down the red carpet. Walk away, wait. Stop. Take pictures of him. Go walk with him down the red carpet. Take pictures of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thank you. We'll go sideways.
The arms up.
Yeah.
What's happening, man?
We gotta give him the chair.
Oh. Thanks, Bill.
Now get the carpet out of here. Okay, cut. That's good. That was good. Give yourselves a... The carpet literally just came from Amazon.
Hey, who? Oh, really? Hey, who do you have to pay more, old people or Asians?
As far as what?
You know, like I know in China they pay people, like, don't have to pay people a whole lot of money to work. But
right.
Do you have to pay the old person the same amount as you have to pay regular people?
Probably very similar.
Yeah.
But you know, for Josh Wolf. Josh Wolf is here. It's Valentine's Day week, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
I have to burp one sec. I personally...
Do you Airbnb your living room?
What?
I mean, is... Do you rent out?
I should probably do it for Valentine's Day
weekend. You could?
Valentine's Day weekend is coming up. I personally think of a lot of Valentine's Days that I had. I remember one time, without trying to be funny or silly or anything, many years ago when I used to go to the Playboy Mansion, back when the Playboy Mansion was bringing people on, I had the triplets up at my house. They were my Valentine's Day dates that particular year. Three blonde playmate triplets. That's pretty fucking
cool. Yeah, that is really.
By the way, it was the Dom triplets.
You could end this podcast right now.
So that was pretty cool. But I remember I cooked steak and lobster for them. And
it was fun.
What about Richie? Do you remember any Valentine's Days back in your past? You remember?
Yeah, I had a girlfriend last Valentine's Day, and like I went all out. Like I surprised her. I put like flowers on the bed.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Like no one ever done that to her
before.
It's
a beautiful holiday. I personally used to always bring flowers and chocolates to my mother, Mitzi Shore.
Aww. That's nice.
She was my Valentine's Day until she passed. She's still my Valentine's, but it was always important for me to take care of my mom, because a lot of people always think of their spouse for Valentine's, their girlfriend, their boyfriend. They don't think of their parents. I always made sure my mom always got flowers and chocolates and all that stuff. So that was cool. And Nicole, what do you think?
Well, Valentine's? One time when I was living in New York, there was a friend of mine who I just like accidentally spent Valentine's Day with. And he wanted me to like be his Valentine. And I was like, no, it's just a regular day. And then we got in a cab and there happened to be a bouquet of roses. And he was like, I'll just pretend these are from you.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Somebody left roses for Valentine's Day and you stole their roses?
I took credit for the roses.
Nicole, what do you think? You're new to this posse. We don't know you that well, but you seem nice. What's going on with the Valentine's stuff?
Well, I like to do Valentine's week and then do slutty lingerie each day leading up to Valentine's week, and then the sluttiest stuff the day of. Because I think it's unfair for guys to put in all the effort on Valentine's Day and girls not to let their freak out, because that's the exchange.
But you're not in San Antonio. You're living out of your suitcase.
Yeah,
so
I am.
Where's your Valentine's Day this week?
I'll figure out in the next few days.
You just check your DMs, right?
Yeah, it always goes down.
Interesting.
To
the DMs. So what about you? You're married.
Married. Yeah.
You have three kids. You have grandkids.
Yeah.
This is big for you. This is a big holiday for you. For a guy like me that doesn't have any of that stuff, it's not as big.
See,
but this is a big deal for you. So tell me about your Valentine's.
I'll tell you something else. I think it's the opposite. For me, I've been married long enough where, do we really have to do something on Valentine's Day? Didn't I do something a couple years? We live in a place. It's nice. We hang out every day. Do I have to do? But for you, like when I was single, Valentine's Day was a bigger day.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
I think Valentine's Day is, see, it's for women. Valentine's Day is for women, right? We should get
gay guys.
But we should get a day for us. So we, if we give them a day,
steak and blowjob day.
Yes, steak and blowjob day, dick it down day, however you want to say it. But we should get
Tuesday.
If we're going one
so
day.
So why do you think Valentine's Day is just for women?
Because
guys don't have hearts.
No, because how many Valentine's Day presents have you gotten?
Right.
Exactly.
Oh wait, you know what?
It's,
I got some.
It's not because
keep
it's not
telling them about that.
It's not for us, guys. You've never gotten a Valentine's Day present that wasn't a blowjob. That's fine. That's what we're looking for. But make that a separate day.
Look,
we should
got,
make Valentine's Day for you and then something separate for us. You
look
know?
What I got for Koo and Nicole.
Oh, are those candles?
No, they're Valentine's Day because I want to have sex with them together.
Oh, together?
Does it have weed in it?
What? Yeah. Bye, Josh.
Oh, is that the guy who delivered your carpet?
No, he's the guy that has sex with the girl downstairs. How hilarious is he? Did you see him?
I love
the fact. He pounds the chick downstairs. It's hilarious.
You know what? I hope he pounds. I hope he pounds her when he's wearing that turtleneck.
Yeah. Thank you.
Man, that turtleneck with that mustache.
So
that is
about,
a. That, let, so, me ask, let me ask you a question real quick. How come your kitchen looks like my dorm? Like, it looks like somebody was setting up for a party and then just never came back. You know, there's just shit. Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever grow up. I think that's my thing.
Who, yeah. what's the, tell me why the couch has comforters and pillows on it.
Right.
This has comforters and pillows on it, but you also have a bedroom.
Right.
But they all seem to be slept in. Like you're doing all the three little beds.
You're
like, you're Goldilocks. Like, I don't understand.
Well, that's what I do do. No, what I do, you guys know, what I do is I like to sleep in the other room, and then when I get up in the night to take a pee and have some fresh orange juice, because I'm usually dehydrated, you know, because I go to the Korean spa, because I'm what, Asian? Because I'm what?
I'm not Chinese. I'm a Korean.
So ooh, does she
so I like to go to the Korean bathhouse in the middle of the night so I get tired. So what I do is I go there and then I come here and I sleep the rest of the night here.
But how about the couch?
Well, that's where I just kind of throw stuff on.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of
but there's a sheet down.
Yeah, that's okay. That's just like, that's just a sheet.
Let me
but
ask
I,
you
but
a question.
But the good thing is this is my place.
Yeah.
And I got to do what works for who?
For you.
Yeah, for me.
Yeah.
So this is what works for me.
But do people come over? If you were going over to somebody's house, would you be more or less likely to sit on their couch if there was a sheet down on it?
This isn't even that type of place. People just come in. It's more like a museum, right, Bill?
Yeah.
Hey, Bill.
Oh, yes.
Bill, come here. Tell him what's up. Get up there. Why are you fucking so slow when I call you up?
Like
talk
I
to
said.
Him.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Josh?
Bill, do you sleep on either one of these?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's it like sleeping here at Polly's?
It's not comfortable.
Yeah.
No.
Ask him some questions about Valentine's Day because he is going to, I mean, all joking aside, he does have a beautiful wife.
Beautiful wife.
I met her on your show.
Smoke
gorgeous.
Show. Smoke
awesome.
Show. Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful. Loves him to death.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, for
right.
instance, what he does is he does his show and we're sitting there doing the show and his beautiful wife sits there and watches him.
Yeah.
I mean, how great. That's
nice.
Love,
yeah.
dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking love.
It is because she hates most of the shows.
Yeah.
Oh. But she,
loves him.
But she sits and watches.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's
that's
beautiful.
Nice.
What
she's
would
sweet.
You say? What would you say?
Wait, tell me her name really quick.
Bethany.
Bethany, what's up? Happy Valentine's Day.
In your years of experience, what would you say the best thing to do on Valentine's Day to make a woman feel loved?
Attention. Women love attention.
So just say her name over and over again?
Well, look into her eyes,
listen
practice to her
on
talk.
Practice on me.
Okay. How's it going, honey? How was the show?
That's what you say to her on Valentine's Day?
Or just, well,
he's
well,
just
not
engaged
the show,
in her.
Just
engaged.
Got it. How's things going? How are things going?
Okay, that's it. You got enough. Thanks,
Yeah.
Chinese! I'm not Chinese.
I'm a Korean. So for me, I don't have anyone. And so what I'm thinking of, what I'm thinking of possibly doing, you come up here to this is the 7-Eleven cam.
Okay.
Right here.
what are you gonna do?
So for me, what I'm purposely. Well, I'll be in Wisconsin. I know that. Uh-huh. I'll be in Wisconsin. But normally, since I don't have a girlfriend, I don't have kids, and my mom is not with us anymore, I'll be with Josh Martin, who's a comedian, and we'll probably just, I don't know, probably be with each other.
Do you want to have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I want to have a girlfriend, of course. I want to have a girlfriend. But I don't want to have a girlfriend in this fucking place.
No.
I can't. No. This is more of a treehouse. No, but what I'm possibly thinking about doing, because I am getting older and I just had my 52nd birthday.
You look great, man.
Thank you. Girls, you're supposed to say,
you look amazing.
Fucking great.
Yeah, there you go.
Goddamn bitches.
So 52.
Yeah, so it's definitely getting at a time where it's definitely a little bit too late to try to do it the traditional way, which was find a girl, start dating her for a year or two, have her move in, you know, put the ring on her, have the baby. You know, that's a traditional thing. I think that bus has sailed. And on top of it, I don't fucking trust you little fucking sneaky ass bitches.
So are you want to have a family?
I wouldn't say a family. I would start off first with just a kid.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Do you want to practice with one of mine just to see for a little while?
Practice with one of your kids?
Yeah,
just take him?
Yeah, just
Josh,
take him.
Your one
that.
Kid's
it's
fucking taller than me. The fuck am I going to take him? Hey, son, come over here. Son, come over here. He's like, get the fuck out of here, creeper.
He can help you get shit down off the top shelf.
That's true. Here, stand right here. Let's continue this conversation. So, Bill.
Yes.
Do you like us?
Oh, you guys
are
great.
What about Nicole? Do you like her?
Oh, Nicole's great.
Why?
Because she's gorgeous.
And?
And she's here.
Do you want to give her a hug?
Oh, of course.
Give her a hug.
That costs extra.
Wow, that costs extra.
Costs extra.
Oh, dang.
So, what I'm possibly thinking of doing, Josh, and this is not possibly, this is something I am doing because I am talking to an attorney about it, is doing the surrogate thing.
How does that work exactly?
So a surrogate thing, and you girls can chime in on this, from what I understand, it's basically you go to an agency and they provide a pamphlet. And in the pamphlet, there's several women. You pick like, oh, I want woman number 64. And you take her egg, and then they find a girl like in Missouri or something like that. And you give the girl in Missouri cash or money, and then she puts the egg in your semen, mix it up, puts it in her vagina, and has the baby.
It's Uber baby.
It's what?
It's Uber baby.
It's Boober baby.
Boober baby.
It's cheaper if you go to India.
Hey, Paulie, let me ask you one question, though.
Yeah.
So, and just looking around the place, what part of you, when you woke up one day, thought, I'm ready to be a dad? Do you know what I mean? Like, what? I'm just curious. I'm just curious, do you, like, what makes you want the child right now?
Because when I see kids on the street.
Yeah.
My heart melts, and I love kids.
I'm
I'm very childlike, and kids make me happy. And I've had a lot of sadness in my life in the last couple of years, with my parents dying, and my best friend died, and my sister died, and I all this stuff. And I'm by myself. I'm an orphan now.
Yeah.
So I don't want to live in my past. I want to live in the future. Just like my parents, they don't want me to think about the past. So I want to start, you know, a new loin, a new fucking bloodline. You know, I gotta like.
What?
I got to start something, and I think I don't want to be 80, 90 years old and look back and go, I did all this, and I didn't have a fucking kid, and I didn't experience that.
Why don't you start with Bill? We'll put him in a baby Bjorn, and you can carry Bill around on the baby Bjorn and just see how that feels, and maybe feed him a little bit. You know what I mean? Change his diaper.
It's a pretty good idea, but Bill's not that, you know, he's not that innocent. He's a little dusty.
Oh,
true. You got me there.
So here's.
But you know, we should start a business where you can rent a kid for like a week to see if you want to actually have kids.
Yeah. So
he
here's
did that
the, here's the second part of the equation.
Okay.
So the kid pops out, right?
Yep.
And then I get a three bedroom house with a swimming pool somewhere, and I have a live-in nanny. So I have a live-in nanny. That's pretty much the mom for the kid.
Yeah.
And then I start dating different girls, which I'll be dating anyways. And then what's going to happen is eventually I'll find a girl that likes me and I like her. And then she moves in and the nanny moves out.
No, keep the nanny.
What?
Keep the nanny.
Why?
Why? No.
Because then you and the girl can still be in that honeymoon phase for longer.
No, fuck that shit. Listen. No. She's going to come in and be. Dude, did you tell her? Did you tell Nicole about the rants? You can't what? Tell her.
You can't interrupt Polly because he'll lose his train of thought.
Oh, okay. Sorry, yeah. Polly.
No, that's okay. You're new to this. So listen, what I'm thinking of doing is having the girl move in, you kick the nanny out.
Yeah.
And then when me and the girl eventually break up, which we will, she'll be like, I want half the money for the kid. I'm like, bitch, it's not your kid.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. You want to do a blood test? Rant number motherfucking two! Man, I like you, Chinese! Chinese, film it on your Instagram. Film it on your Instagram. Josh, dance. Oh. Josh, back here. Dance. You guys can go up to that one too.
Oh,
all right. See you back in there. You're over there, yeah. Cut the music. That's good. So
this is how
you want one of these?
No. How old do you think that is? This one. This
what? No, that was earlier this afternoon. It's good. It's actually good.
Are you going to cut off a little piece?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'll put it in the microwave.
This is,
so,
you're a good
so
host.
So keep talking to them. They're here. They're
okay,
with
so
you.
Here's the deal.
So keep talking about that idea. You think that's a good idea?
I think it's a good idea. I also think that you should just spend a little bit of time around babies. Because maybe the ages from 0 to 1 may not interest you. And maybe you can adopt like a 1-year-old.
I don't want to adopt shit. What I want my own baby.
But you could adopt somebody from like Kenya, and then they could win a marathon.
I already have my sights. I already know what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do.
That's what you're going to do? Do you know what type of woman? Is there a look? Is there a that you're looking for?
It's probably going to be Russian descent.
Really?
Ukrainian. I'm Russian Jew.
Me too.
My back. So it'll be probably someone from Russia, from the Ukraine, the Baltic Sea, you know?
That, yeah, a little bit over. You don't, not the, like the Eastern European giant
Eastern
head.
European check vibe.
Oh, what about,
you know what I mean?
You don't want to go like, what if you had like a half Esther Koo, half Pauly Shore? A Pauly Koo?
No, I want to keep with my bloodline. I want to keep with my bloodline.
Are you going Jew?
Whatever she is, yeah.
No, so, are you gonna raise the kid Jewish?
I don't know, I'm just going to raise the kid. We're not ranting about this shit anymore. We've moved on.
We're talking
about the weed, the cannabis.
Oh, the cannabis weed. But I was there last night, man.
So I went. Well, let me just back it up so everyone understands what's going on. Here, slice of pizza.
Oh yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, bud. It's good, right?
Yeah, I haven't had
it. Doesn't Bert Kreischer have a cooking show?
He does.
This is not as good.
No.
He's got like real cooks and shit.
No, he cooks.
Oh, he cooks?
Yeah, and he cooks and he stirs things without washing his hands. So
okay.
I feel pretty good about this.
Okay. What happened?
Coronavirus.
Yeah. Oh,
coronavirus.
This is how you get it.
So anyway, here.
Thank you.
So for people in the middle of the country, Iowa, Nebraska. Nebraska, Texas, all these other places. If you don't know, marijuana is not legal in your communities. One more time. Marijuana, cannabis, pot, indica, sativa, hybrid, it's not legal in your fucking communities, period. You can't even go get medicinal, most of the people.
Right.
Cut to California. California, not only is it medicinally legal, which means if you have a fucking bad foot or a note from the doctor, you can go in and get you know some cannabis. And then it's also just legal where you can just go to the store, and it's also there's also the first ever cannabis cafe.
Yeah.
Once again, There's the first ever cannabis cafe, and I'll let you take it in a second. It's basically a place where you can go order food and then also take a bong hit.
Mm-hmm.
So explain it, and this is where we rekindled our relationship. Explain it to the people in the middle of the country, what it really is.
It's a restaurant.
In California, with, on La Brea and Santa Monica.
It's a restaurant with great food. By the way, the food isn't just great because you're high. The food is actually really good. And the food doesn't have weed in it. So you go, and by the way, the weed menu.
Here, you come over here because this is a better camera.
The weed menu is like 18 pages. The food menu is one page. But the food is fantastic. And I was there last night, but I forgot to say, they did have a little bit of a problem. There was a little bit of a herpes outbreak. Because apparently somebody in the kitchen wasn't washing the bongs. And so they passed the bong around one too many times, and one night a bunch of people got herpes. Besides that...
Wait. Herpes, what?
Yeah, people got herpes at the cannabis cafe.
We can't talk about that. I wouldn't mention that.
Okay.
I think we should... Dave, we should cut that part out, don't you think?
Probably a good idea.
It's in all the papers.
Oh, it is in the papers?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll keep it in. Okay, keep going. I'm just kidding. We're not cutting shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's in. But I
hey, Chinese.
I'm not Chinese. I'm a Korean.
We're not cutting what out?
Herpy.
No, we're not cutting. If you fucking listen to me. Bill, if she listens to me, she'll be able to what?
What's that? I'm
if
sorry.
If she listens to me, she'll be able to what?
Respond quickly.
Exactly. Like but I'm she's doing. Not what?
What's that?
She's not what?
She's not listening.
Yeah.
You know what I do love, Paulie, is that when you ask them questions like you've rehearsed it, but they don't know what the fuck you're asking. This, by the way, I do like the move of putting all of your food that you have just out on the counter so you can just see what it is all the time. Why put it in the cabinets? This way you know what you have all the time. I think it's smart. There's no guessing. You know what there is to eat at Paulie's house. But...
So wait, just while we're on that topic and seriously.
Yeah.
Like again, we're friends, but we're not like we grew up together friends. Like we haven't been friends for 20 years.
Right, you know.
We've known each other for 20 years.
Yeah.
But we're new friends. So can I have a hug?
Yeah.
You know, I love you, bro.
I've always been a fan of your stuff. Buddy, I'm great.
And I'm really happy for you.
Thank you, man.
Awesome.
I was just telling the story the other night. Somebody asked me what it was like to get passed by your mom.
Oh, wow.
And...
What year was that? Well, explain Mitzi without going too far so they know. So, the comedy store.
So, Paulie's
You're
mom...
You're a stand-up.
I'm a stand-up. Paulie's mom, Mitzi... to say she ran it doesn't really give enough credit to what she did. She made comics. Like, that original room is the gym that you should be working out in. And you know what I love the most about her is that she encouraged you to try new stuff.
Mm.
She wasn't somebody who wanted to see you doing the same 15-minute set all of the time.
Right.
So I fucking love that. But when she passed me...
Yeah.
So she was sitting in that chair in the back
wall.
Was
I there?
I don't think you were there.
I was
there
like, Mom, why the fuck did you pass him?
You know what she told me, Polly?
What?
She gave me the finger to walk over to the, and then somebody said, yeah, Mitzi wants to talk to you.
That's amazing.
And she said to me,
sorry, just cleaning my place because I feel bad now.
she said to me, you're handsome. You look like a young Steve Gutenberg.
Oh, wow. Yeah, That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but
Steve Gutenberg from Cocoon. What other ones?
Police Academy. Come on. But you know what, man? You know, I remember she. I had no idea how important it was to work the door.
Oh wow! Yeah.
So when she was like, "I'm gonna have you work the door," I thought it was an insult, and then I had it explained to me that she wants you to sit and watch and learn from all the people who are so great.
Yeah.
But that place, man.
So back
has gone through some changes.
Yeah. So back to.
Oh, the cannabis cafe.
No. Back to you being in Pauly Shore's apartment.
Yes.
And what that's like to you.
Well, right now it's. All,
I mean, it's a little bit. I mean, be honest. Yeah. You know, you've commented.
It's Listen, it's a nice place. It just looks lived in.
Mm.
Yeah, and it looks like somebody's lived in here for a long time.
Does it look like I'm a hoarder or something?
Yeah. You know what I do like though. I like the fact that you're eating healthy. It's important that you get a bag of nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so go back over there. Explain the Cannabis Cafe to the people in the middle of the country.
Cannabis Cafe, if you want to smoke some weed at any time during the day, you can walk into this restaurant. You can order up. Last night, I ordered 2 joints and some nachos.
Wow.
I sat down with some friends of mine at the same table where I saw you, Polly. And you know what I love the most about the Cannabis Cafe? That there's no loud talking. Everybody, you know, at a bar, people are screaming. At the Cannabis Cafe, people are just mumbling to each other.
Yeah,
just
you know what's crazy is everyone is stoned there. The server came up to me.
She's hot,
and she said, am I your server? I said, bitch, I was going to ask you the same thing. I don't know.
I will tell you something, because the staff gets high. The service is spotty.
Yeah.
But by the end of the night, you don't care. I had one woman, we ordered a milkshake, and she said, hey, did I bring that milkshake?
Right.
And,
you know, I got pulled over for smoking and driving.
You what?
Yeah, and they gave me a test. It was different than the drinking and driving test.
What is the test?
They whipped out a whole bunch of donuts, and I ate them, and they arrested me. Hey, Bill, it's rant number 3, Bill! yo, let me here, there you go.
I'm like Shakira. Yeah, I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Bill, hit it.
All right.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Here, go around there and then come back here. Okay, cut. All right, now I'm going to get down to business.
I'm winded.
I'm getting down to business. There you go.
You getting down to business?
Okay, so here's the deal.
Tell me.
Ever since I used to see you, I mean, when most people in America became familiar with you, was mostly on the Chelsea Handler late night show.
Yes.
What was it called? Chelsea Lately.
Chelsea Lately, yeah.
Yeah. And I used to see you up there. Stand right over there so people could see you. I used to see her up there with John Caparulo, Bobby Lee, Natasha Leggero.
Yep.
Can you tell us about what that experience was like? Because that was probably the biggest show on E. Everyone was talking about it. And how many times were you on it and all that? Tell us about
it. I was probably on definitely over 200 episodes,
wow.
I think.
Whoa. Fuck. That's amazing.
It was the most fun. Early Chelsea Lately, and whatever you think about her, early Chelsea Lately, she let us do anything. Mm. If it made her laugh, she was putting it on TV. And she wasn't scared to say, if you look at some of those old sketches, you couldn't do those now. She did some fucked.
What year was that when you first started? Wait, really quick, how's the nub? The nub? Yo, the nub? What do you think?
The nub?
The nub, yeah.
you get a dick look?
Yeah, how's the nub?
It's not great.
It's not great.
No.
You need to
bunch it together and then nub
okay,
it up.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
Yeah, you gotta go around.
Every episode gets a nub reveal.
But you gotta go round nub, Paulie. You gotta pull it up from the sides, and so it's all in one spot. You're splitting it down the middle.
Looks like a big clit.
Yeah,
you know. Okay, go on.
But it was great. She let us do anything. Absolutely anything. So I had a great time.
Yeah.
Some people didn't, man.
Yeah, it was
and
great.
She was hard on some people, but I loved it.
Yes, because I used to watch it, and during the time that I used to watch it, I had a lot of projects come out.
Yeah.
You know, I had something on Showtime, I had this or that. I was on the promotion machine. I was going to New York, I was doing LA, and every single time my publicist called the Chelsea show to get me on as a guest or a panel, she did what?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
She said no.
Yeah, she said no.
Did you show her the nub?
Fuck, that was the problem.
Yeah.
Goddamn, show her the motherfucking nub!
You gotta get the nub working,
bro. But for real, for me, my style of comedy, I guess it's an acquired taste or something. Or I tried to have sex with her years ago at the Comedy Store in the back room or da-da-da. But for whatever reason, Chelsea Handler does not like me. I'm not saying as a person,
because
I'm cool with her as a person. I love her to death as a person. But as far as letting me on her show and without jumping, count 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And don't answer right now. And really tell me as a friend, like, why do you think she never put me on her show? I mean, really, but don't just jump into it right now, knowing her and knowing me.
Yeah. Listen, man. there are some people that you could ask her. She couldn't even tell you why, but she could be like, no, that's not my fucking thing. And there was no rhyme or reason to it. And sometimes people were in, and sometimes people are out. And sometimes someone was in, they were like, she loves me. And the next week you're like, I've never seen that person again. So I go back.
But you think she would just let me on the show based off of the fact that she took every fucking comic from the store and put it on her fucking show. And my mom owned the fucking comedy store.
Yeah.
So you think as a friend, she'd be like, hey, I'm playing the comedy store all the time. As a friend, I'm going to put Polly on it and see what he even does. Now, wait, 3 seconds.
Okay.
3 seconds. Like, why wouldn't she even think that?
I also don't think that she... Every booking didn't come across her desk.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It was the network, the guy who booked it.
Can you ask her to hit us up right now on the Instagram and the Twitter and say, Polly, the reason why I never booked you on my fucking show is because da-da-da-da-da-da. Not that I really, really, really care,
yeah.
But I've always been a fan of hers.
She's
and I always liked her. And I was like, fuck, I want to fuck with this chick. She's awesome. So, can you tell her to ask anything?
Chelsea, would you make a quick minute video?
Here, and let's keep the conversations going this way. This is where we kind of go towards. Yeah, this is, keep making a 1 minute video, say. Just tell her to tell me, like, what the deal is. Play the music. No music, sorry.
Chelsea, listen, I know that you'll never see this and you're not watching.
Why the fuck isn't she ever seeing this and not watching?
I know.
I'm going to subclip this shit and send it to her and fucking put her on blast.
And not only do I know that, I know that you don't take kindly to people telling you what to do. But
ooh.
Would you please make a minute video, if it takes a minute, and tell Polly why.
Polly Shore.
Polly, I think she understands.
I'm not Polly fucking D, bro.
And not Polly from Rocky.
Here, go sit down.
Regular Polly Shore.
Yeah.
Can you please just give him a little video to tell him why you never booked him on?
Yeah, because I always liked you. I always thought your shit was funny, very off kilter. I love that shit. I thought we would have flowed. I think the fact is I would have probably we would have probably been fucking.
I don't think that's the fact.
So Josh Wolf,
Polly, sure.
Another reason why I reached out to you is probably about 6 months ago, is because me and several comedians are enamored and in awe that you got 1 million views on a fucking comedy special that you did because you, like all of us, you know, we haven't got to that part yet. You, like all of us, work hard to try to get our stuff out there. Obviously, we want to get on Netflix. You know, obviously HBO, all these things, but you said, fuck it. You said, I'm not going to do that. Can you tell us what made you decide to do your own special and how you got 1 million views on a comedy special? Because that's dope ass shit.
I'll tell you something, Paulie. I'd like to say I said, fuck it, but the network said, fuck it for me.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, I know this material is good and I know I want people to see it. And I know I can shoot this myself.
Right.
So I shot it myself.
Yeah, tell the young comedians that are watching because,
Shot it myself. I went up to Boise, Idaho, and I shot it in a place where nobody had seen that material yet. I shot it myself, and then I shot like 1 hour and 15. And so I wanted to use 15 minutes as like a preview for the special to get people psyched. And those clips were getting millions of views.
How?
Man...
Is it the placement? Is the algorithm? Because it's like, you're funny, your material's funny, and you're good and stuff, but 1 million, that's a lot. So what do you think it was?
I honestly think, and this is what I think it is for a lot of you.
For you. For
me.
For this particular
thing. For this particular thing. It was 1 hour about my son.
Mm.
And so people in high schools were watching it with their parents.
Wow.
So I have now... kids coming to the show with my parents. It just struck a nerve in a certain community.
So what you're saying is the YouTube audience are all 14, 15 years old.
I think there's a lot of them. I think YouPorn and YouTube share a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah. So
a lot of my crusty fans are not on YouTube as much.
Yeah, you should be hitting up Facebook and Friendster.
Wow.
And then MySpace.
Okay, go on.
But I'll tell you something. Here's the truth.
Go on. So here's the truth. Go on.
You know who would share your videos with those kids?
Who?
Those kids, not joking, those kids' moms.
Those kids' moms.
Yeah,
You're right.
And that's so mom, parents are sharing my videos with their kids, and kids are sharing my videos with their parents, and it's going back and forth. Yeah.
And
like
Nicole, all seriousness, come here for a sec.
Yeah.
Come here. We just met each other. We don't know each other at all. No. Can you please tell people how you got 1 million followers on Instagram?
I
here, come on.
I put out funny videos.
Well, tell them, because she's got a million followers on Instagram.
I do.
Became friends on Instagram.
Yes.
And she came here to support this.
That's awesome.
So it's cool. Yeah, so it's cool. But my question is, you're a pretty girl. Cool. Thanks. How many Instagram followers do you have?
54,000.
54. That's a lot.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yep.
You know, I have a lot. You have a lot. But she's got a million.
That's amazing.
I put out comedy videos.
So is that what? So
I got a billion views on my videos online. Keep putting them out. Make
What's
them
the
funny,
name of your Instagram?
What type of videos?
B. Nicole Arbor. I rant straight to camera.
Yes.
That's mostly what I do.
Yeah, yeah, go.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight to camera?
Straight to camera.
Like, what's an example of one of the videos you do?
Like, I did a ton of them that went super viral, like Dear Fat People, Dear Everybody, whole bunch of them, and now I help other people blow up online. That's what I do.
That's really? Amazing.
That's
Thanks,
cool.
friend. That's why you're a million views doing it yourself. Fuck yeah.
A million subscribers on YouTube now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, you do.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's amazing. And yes, you can do it. And it's not an algorithm. You just have to work fucking hard and keep putting stuff out.
It's content.
So it's not an algorithm.
Content.
It's not like some sort of trickery.
No, no.
No, algorithm's excuse.
Content and consistent. Yep. A consistent point of view.
Yes.
Okay.
Because they have to know what they're watching every time. And the people who want to find that content will find it. But if you don't know what your point of view is and you don't know what your voice is, so the voice of my stand-up was so specific about my son and me in that relationship, it found those people. But if your comedy is super broad or it's not specific or they don't know what they're coming to see, you'll never have a consistent audience.
Yeah, like I have mostly women watching my stuff.
Wow, wow.
That's why when I get on my knees, they were probably like, oh no, Nicole, be scared.
We're PC here.
Yeah,
we're PC.
Okay.
We're
like they were all respect. Like, oh
respect.
Shit. Yeah.
No, respect.
It was fun shit.
Yeah, so my question is, you're a fan of this podcast. Because
I love
you're so
this podcast.
So tell me and my group here, because we're trying, we've been doing this for a while, what would you suggest that we do to get more, you know, more subscribers on our YouTube and more people aware?
I think you should focus on Instagram and IGTV because people fucking love you here.
Yeah.
And the stuff you're making here is killing.
So people
That's
like
how I
it.
Found you.
Yeah.
If YouTube's
IGTV
not working.
IGTV is huge.
Yeah. Right.
Cool.
Yeah,
so that's what we're doing with that, yeah. Because I'm enjoying being here.
And all your
I
little clips are so much fun, and I like being in your not dirty but not clean house.
You know what the best part also, Paulie, is that you people who do well are authentically themselves.
Mm,
and there's nobody more authentically themselves than you.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I enjoy it. Thank you so much. You guys give it up for Nicole. She's our guest today, too, besides Josh. And on that note, we're going to sign off now. We're going to sign off. I want to thank everybody. This is kind of like the Tony, here, this is, here's 700. This is like the Tony Robbins kind of part of the show. And it's like, you kind of already started that by helping other people. Now I want you to spiritually help people because I know, you know, being someone in the business, you're somewhat spiritual, I'm sure.
Sure.
And you have ways of helping yourself. So can you help out the people that are here too? Here.
Yeah.
So tell them, here, come up.
Hey, if you want to get in this business, here's one thing you can never get too hurt by the word no. Hey man, it's just a word. And it doesn't, you were the same person that you were when you walked into the office, when you walked out, whether you had a yes or a no. That's the biggest thing to remember. Don't let what other people are saying about you or how they're judging your stuff to make you change who you are. Be you.
It's basically like for instance, let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. They just won the Super Bowl. At the beginning of the season, they wanted to win to get to the Super Bowl. On the way to the Super Bowl, there was tons of no's.
Yeah.
Someone got hurt, this got happened, I'm sick, But their vision was to just get to the...
Even in the game, they were
down,
shitting the bed for 3.5 quarters.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is you can never give up on yourself. Because guess what? If you give up on yourself, nobody else gives a fuck about you.
Exactly. So what Josh is saying, that, you know, what were you saying?
Do you have a phone number on the back of your phone?
No, that's just the password. Anyways, follow me on my Instagram, Paulie Shore. Check me out. I'm in Wisconsin right now. Josh, tell people.
I'm in Arlington, Virginia. I'm there with my beautiful wife. I'm at the Arlington Draft
She's
House.
She's on stage too?
I bring her on stage for two songs
Amazing.
At the end of the show.
What the fuck is going on in the background? Oh, sorry.
Oh, nothing. Just
so
text
come check out Arlington, Virginia. I'm at the Arlington Draft House.
And then the YouTube video and the Instagram.
Yeah, head to my YouTube page, Josh Wolf on YouTube. And then check out my show, Control Chaos. Paulie was on it. It's a lot of silly fun. Koo's been on it a bunch of times. We do that every Tuesday night on my Facebook fan page.
Yeah, it's very fun. Every Tuesday, check it out on Josh's Facebook fan page, Controlled Chaos.
Yeah.
And it's a fun show. Richie, let's go.
What's up? I'm DJ Richie. You can catch me on Instagram, Twitter, at Richie TV, RichieTWE.
Why is he wearing a mask?
Because he's mysterious.
so y'all can't find me.
I'll be at the Comedy Store Belly Room this Sunday at 10:30 for Crazy Woke Asians, and I'm at Esther Cuckoo.
I'm Bill G. DiGiulio, music on YouTube. Thank you.
Nicole?
Yeah. What up? I'm Nicole Arbor. Go team. I be Nicole Arbor on Instagram, Nicole Arbor fans on Facebook. Blah. Why are you wearing a mask but you want people to find you?
I mean, you know, it's Polly's request.
You're mysterious. Show. It's mysterious. You're like...
I'm like Marshmallow.
It's like Caligula.
Exactly. There
he's,
you go.
He's got my bar mitzvah hair.
Hey!
What up, you guys? DMB Imagery on Instagram. Thank you so much.
Later, dude. See you next time. Bye. Come see me. I'm in Wisconsin. Bye.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
That hair looks good.